Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The government is cracking down on 1960s and 70s radicals. They are rounding up a few. You know the story of Sarah Jane Olson, Kathleen Salaya, her real name. You perhaps heard the story of Emily and William Harris from today's newspaper, and others, members of the so-called radical left of the 60s and 70s being arrested for crimes committed decades, literally decades ago. And many of these people now living normal lives. We're going to bring on the air right now from McAdam County in Northern California, Dean Wheeler, whose wife, Becky Marie Wheeler, who was known as Barbara Mae Carruthers, according to police, some 25 years ago, is charged with a murder that was committed in the name of the Student Liberation Front. And we'll have Mr. Wheeler on the line from Northern California. And a very good evening to you, sir.
Thank you, Phil.
Your wife was arrested when?
Becky Marie was placed in custody last evening by sheriff's deputies.
How old is she?
47.
How are you feeling right now?
Well, we're a little bit stunned. We have three wonderful children who, you know, just want their mother back. The sheriff took her into custody last night. She's a good woman. She might have made some mistakes, but she is such a tremendous mother, Phil. She has been such a large part of our community. She has been a wonderful wife to me. She's a compassionate woman. She's volunteered at the hospital. She's helped out with our youth programs. She's raised our children to be, I think, some very terrific kids, energetic kids, good students. We want our mother. The kids want their mother back. I want my wife back. We want our family back, and we're very disappointed that the police have taken this tack right now, because we really think, Phil, that there are some things that you can just I don't know how far they're going to go with this persecution.
Do you feel the police are persecuting you? Do you feel the cops are persecuting people like Emily and William Harris?
No, I don't know about the Harrises. I don't know about the other individuals you're talking about. I only know about my wife, Becky Marie Wheeler. The police call her Barbara Mae Carruthers. But to us, she is a great woman. And we do feel a little bit like, you know, enough is enough. We have seen enough of these arrests. We've seen enough of this harassment of the left. Enough is enough.
Can we get into what she's being charged with? She's being charged with murder, right?
That is correct. You have to remember, Phil, the time that we're talking about. This was the mid-1970s. The Weather Underground was very active. Becky was part of an organization called the Student Liberation Front, which felt that the United States was not a good place to bring children into. America was going through a terribly fascistic period. We were going through the tail end of Vietnam. We had elected a terrible president, Richard Nixon. He was a terrible, terrible, almost a borderline fascist of a president. And Becky and others felt they needed to do something. We needed to teach our country that it was not a good place to bring children into until we were able to straighten out some of these problems. And so she believed in a symbolic statement that would send a message clearly to America. And that's when she went into Urson Hospital and made the statement that I think even to this day is misunderstood.
What did she do? She wanted to make a statement about it's not good to bring children into the world while the country's in this state.
That is correct. What she did was she entered the maternity ward there and selected five infants and smothered them with a plastic bag. She also had to stab the maternity nurse because she intervened. You have to understand that nurse was just another, in Becky's mind, another bourgeois pig contributing to the enslavement of those babies. So she really hoped those babies, by smothering them, would send a message.
All right, so she smothered to death five babies.
That is correct. And I know, Phil, please resist the temptation to be angry.
No, I want to be clear. She took a plastic bag into a maternity ward, and she smothered five infants in their cradle.
That is correct, yes.
And then she stabbed to death the maternity nurse.
That is correct. That was a statement made by the Student Liberation Front that America, as a constituted fascist republic, was not a good place for people to live in. And Mr. Hendry, it was a different time back then. There were different priorities. That was needed. It's not needed.
Oh, that was needed? Are you telling me that the smothering, the murder of five babies is needed ever?
In the mind of the Student Liberation Front and those of us on the left who are trying to break the chains of the military and industrial complex, which was strangling America's ability to create and strangling America's ability to produce, yes, it was necessary. But I want to tell you something, Phil, before you focus too much on the past, and I think that hurts us when we focus on the past. We need to move forward.
But how do you ever forget? And how can any police officer forget? Five babies strangled. I mean,
she did not strangle them, Phil. She, in a very humane way, placed the plastic bags over their heads and simply cut the wind off. She cut the air off. And so when the police finally did find the babies, some of the plastic was up their nostrils, but they, for the most part, they're...
But they're dead.
Yes, they are. But can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When are we going to move on from all of this? When I want to tell you about a woman who is a remarkable...
How can we move on from something like this? Five children...
No, I want to tell you about a woman who's a remarkable mother. Every morning she gets into our Windstar and drives our kids to Chasen School, which is a beautifully funded private school, beautiful ivy-covered halls and wonderful teachers, a great place for, yes, privileged, but nonetheless intelligent children to go to school. Then she comes home and she plans out how we're going to present our program to the PTO. She also works with our theater group. She helps the elderly. She is involved in Meals on Wheels. She's been a candy striper. Does this not count for anything? And her secret is, Phil, by the way, with those, can I just crow a little bit about my wife's oatmeal cookies?
Your wife makes oatmeal. I understand she's a great homemaker.
Yeah, but the secret is she doesn't use the big raisins. She uses the small ones. I know that's kind of stupid. That's silly. But I wanted to crow a little bit about what Becky Marie is able to do.
I can't get over the fact that she's charged with. Does she admit to this?
Mr. Henry, my wife is not at all ashamed of what she did in the name of the freeing the people from the pig power structure. At that time.
Do you still consider it to be a pig power structure?
Oh, back then, I work for a major corporation, Randine, which is an engineering corporation, and we develop most of the main engines for a lot of the ground-to-air missiles that you see in Afghanistan. No, I think we live in a great country, and the Afghanistan war, of course, has been a boon to the weapons industry that I work in.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686.
I noticed a pause there. What were you thinking?
Well, I just thought it was a little ironic that you, at one time you were part of the radical left, and now you're working for a munitions company.
It's not munitions. We're helping, look, somebody's got to build these things.
Yeah, all right. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Dean Wheeler. His wife, Becky Marie Wheeler, was arrested last night for murder. She apparently smothered five infants in a maternity ward and then killed the maternity ward nurse. And the reason for this was to make a statement against the fascist power structure in America, which was a bad place to bring a child into.
And Phil, if I could make a point here.
Yes.
I have to admit, the stabbing of the nurse, I think, was a bit violent. And
okay, what about the children?
Well, that was a political statement, but the stabbing of the nurse, Becky just wanted a souvenir.
And what I don't understand.
She wanted a souvenir of this political action that she was undertaking. And so the knife, and I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that she wanted a souvenir of this political action.
And so the blood-soaked knife that she used to stab this maternity ward nurse was her souvenir.
You have to understand, Mr. Henry, back then in the 70s, we were at war against the pigs who were controlling our country.
But you're not at war anymore. You're making a lot of money off of these pigs.
No, I am not, and I really resent that. I am making a very handsome living as an engineer for a corporation that does build some engines for the surface-to-air missiles, not all of them.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686 as we talk about something that's been very much in the news, and that is the arrest of radicals across the country. William and Emily Harris, Sarah Jane Olson, last night Becky Marie Wheeler, who was arrested for murder as a statement against the power structure of America. She smothered five babies in a maternity ward and then stabbed the maternity ward nurse. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Mr. Wheeler, this is very difficult for me to get used to.
Well, you can't get used to it because you don't know what we were fighting. We were fighting for freedom. But, Phil, let's forget about the past, and let's talk about a great mother who is a great cook, does wonderful things for our church. You'd be surprised to hear that Becky's also a great mechanic, and she has worked on all of our automobiles. We have two Suburbans, we have a Windstar. I drive a Mercedes S Series, and she is very handy with all of them. So I think you need to understand that.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And I can tell you she makes a tremendous meatloaf. And
well, you've been telling me about your wife, Becky May Wheeler. Becky Marie Wheeler?
Becky Marie, yes.
The police say her real name is Barbara May Carruthers, and she committed murder by smothering five infants to death in a maternity ward as a political statement for the Student Liberation Front that America was too much of a pile of a crap of a country for children to be born into.
Can we get off that and talk a little bit about Becky is directing Charlie's Aunt this weekend at our dinner theater.
No, I don't want to talk about Charlie's Aunt right now. What do you mean she's directing Charlie? She's in your dinner theater?
She's the one that got our dinner theater going in McAdam County. And I think it's so unkind of you, Mr. Hendry, and I think it's also part of this whole Bush administration conservative push to concentrate on something that happened 20 years ago, all right, so she put a plastic bag over five kids' heads, and they're dead now. What about the good that she's doing currently at our swim meets?
All right, 1-800-449-8686, but this man's wife has been arrested by a McAdam sheriff for murder, a 25-year-old murder, back when she was a member of a left-wing radical group. Here is Nicole on the Phil Hendry Show. Nicole?
Wheeler, you are a freak with feet. Do you know how offended I am because you are talking about your wife, what a great woman she is, what a great mother she is? Your wife has denied five women the right to have children. Your wife took another woman's life.
Nicole,
it doesn't matter what you've done in 20 years. What matters is your wife murdered five babies. She put plastic bags over their heads. They suck the bags through their nostrils, and you're going to tell me your wife is a good woman? You are insane, and someone needs to call social services because you probably don't need children.
I might like to point out that, first of all, these were Hispanic children. They've been born of migrant women who probably would have taken...
So that makes a difference? Tell me you leftist person that now you're prejudiced because you drive a Mercedes and these Hispanic children shouldn't have died? No. Oh, I guess it would have been even better if they had been black children and they had died, because God forbid that black children should be
Nicole,
brought into
the fact
this
is
world.
The migrants would have taken them back to Mexico and they probably wouldn't have lived much past their fourth birthday.
You know what?
Are you listening?
Because you don't know.
You got to listen to what this woman's saying to you, okay? At one time you were a member of the left and now you're driving your Mercedes, huh?
I'm against the fascist Bush administration.
The fascist Bush administration. Meanwhile, you made that NASDAQ money in the 90s and you got yourself a Mercedes.
I made some dollars. What's wrong with that?
Wrong with making dollars. What's wrong is killing babies. Money's fine.
Can't we get past that?
No, we can't get past your wife killed five children.
The
police said that they might not. They probably didn't suffer.
How do they know that?
Because apparently.
Let's say the babies didn't suffer. What about the five mothers that gave birth to those children?
Again, they were migrants. They were on their way back to Mexico. They're probably going to leave the kids there, for all we know. Okay.
For all we know, let's say we take your children and
Nicole,
kill them.
Nicole,
do you
realize that I've got three children and we had a trip planned to California Adventure? This is destroyed now. My children are crying themselves to sleep. What?
You are the biggest freak with feet I have ever heard in my life. Do you know how ridiculous you sound?
Why are you talking about...
What is she talking about?
What are you talking... Why are you talking about a trip to California Adventure?
It is a brand new amusement park that they've opened in Los Angeles, and we were going to take our kids there, and the police have stolen from these children their mother.
Stolen?
That's
your
right.
Your wife
stolen
stole
from,
children from, a, from family.
That was yesterday. What about today?
No, it wasn't yesterday.
Yes,
it doesn't matter when it was.
What about
25 years ago, so we should forget.
That we have reservations at the California Adventure Hotel.
Oh, forget it, will you? California Adventure.
Oh, my God.
What is up with you, man?
Can you imagine?
You know something? You know the power pigs that are in control of this country and the Nazi fascists.
A lot of dope in the 60s.
You know, that was my right to partake of the herb.
Did
it was
you,
part
I
of.
I mean, did you take a lot of LSD? Because I'm pretty sure you're having a flashback now because you are in La La Land. Do you understand La La Land?
Your wife killed five children. Five children.
My wife did not.
And you are insane.
My wife actually killed six children. Our first child died at 6 weeks. She had post-traumatic stress disorder and refused to feed
Jessica. Your wife murdered your own child?
Our own child?
No, she. You have to understand something. First of all, Nicole, do you have children?
No,
no
I
you don't.
Don't.
All right, then why don't you just shut up about kids for a change,
because,
okay?
Because
I know about
I
kids.
Can't have children.
Right now, my beautiful,
so
strawberry, blonde-haired wife is in a cell with a couple of lesbians. My
well,
wife
I hope
could
they
be sexually...
rape her, because she deserves it.
How dare you? How dare you say that about my wife?
I hope they turn her into the biggest dyke in the jail. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
because
and you say my wife and you say moron. And you say my wife is wrong and you say my wife is cruel. You want my wife to turn into a full-on butch dyke?
Wouldn't that
and
be
you
lovely?
Say that,
you know, look
at
pal. You know what, man? If it would have saved the lives of those five babies, your wife should have been turned into Midge working the car wash. You dig?
Amen.
Oh boy! Man. You know I'm not a violent man, but I could really.
You're not a violent man. You don't have to be
violent.
Violent
right
you're
now.
Married to a murderer.
I hate you.
All right,
of
listen.
Course
thank
you're
you.
Not a violent
thank
man.
You, Nicole, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Sherry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I cannot believe that you, Mr. Wheeler, are trying to convince us and say how wonderful it is that your wife is doing this dinner theater and all the wonderful things she's done in the community and your trips with your children.
Yes.
When she deprived people of having
but
children.
But that was a symbolic statement against the fascist nature of our
country.
To take
a life? You want to talk to me about your Christian church and all the work she's doing with that, and you have deprived people
you know,
of taking
Sherry,
lives?
Sherry, there's an old saying, put your troubles in a pink bubble and let them float away. And I asked her, I said, Becky, if you did this, how do you deal with the guilt? And she said, you know what? I put those babies and that nurse in a pink bubble, and I let it flow away. And it
your wife knifed a maternity nurse and smothered five babies, and she sticks that in a pink bubble and lets it float away.
Yes. And I think that's... See, she's strong. You're not, Phil. And your
so
collars,
she has
your
no
collars
remorse,
are not strong.
Is what you're saying. The woman has no remorse over the heinous things that she has
oh,
done.
Oh, she feels very bad.
About
you're
what?
You're telling me she put it in a bubble. How can she feel bad if she
well,
put
she
it in
feels
a bubble?
Bad. Well, she feels bad.
Sounds like
she
Glenda
was,
the Good Witch. You know,
she
well, this
feels
is
bad
not the
that she was
of
arrested.
Oz.
She feels bad that she was arrested.
She feels bad she was arrested.
Yeah.
Does she feel bad that she took six lives, seven lives?
Hey, what about the lives of our children, our four children? Why won't people leave us alone? Why do they keep nitpicking all these things from the 60s and 70s? Let it go already. All this nostalgia for the 60s. We live in a Christian society. We need to forgive and forget. We need to move on. It really hurts.
Oh, God. You know, I got to... Here's Art. Go ahead, Art.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It hurts.
Quit whining, okay?
But it hurts me.
Well,
go ahead,
I got to say something here.
When you start whining, it really it bugs me.
But what about my children?
Go ahead, Art.
I just want to make a comment here. I would like to, for him to look at it from families that were that lost their children. How would he like it if they were trying to make a political statement about migrant workers and they would kill his kids?
You know, Art, your phone...
How would he feel about that today? How
Art,
would he feel
Art.
About that person today?
Art, your cell phone, brother, is cutting in and out. Are you
oh,
on the,
okay.
Are you on the road? Maybe if you hold it closer. I tell you what, I'm going to hold you over just to hang
what?
On the line, okay? Art, I want you to hang on the line. And Mr. Wheeler...
Well, I'd like to answer that question.
Hold on for a minute, okay?
Why?
Just shut up.
Who's going to make me oatmeal cookies?
Just be quiet and let me go to a break. 1-800-449-8686. Becky Mae Wheeler, she's in jail for smothering five babies as a political statement. This is her husband. He wants her out. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is Dean Wheeler. He's the husband of Becky Marie Wheeler, who was just arrested by sheriff's deputies in Northern California for her part in a 1970s style. It was a 1970s murder of five infants in a maternity ward as a political statement against bringing people into this world. Something like that. She was part of the Student Liberation Front.
Well, no, don't blow it off, Mr. Hendry, as if it isn't important.
Well, you're the guy that's defending your wife and saying that the murder of five kids, oh, it was 25 years ago, the coppers just caught up with her, we had to forget about all of this stuff.
That is absolutely correct. I'm not a violent or an angry man, but you've really made me, you're making me mad. Becky Marie is a good wife, and she's done marvelous things with our home, all of the landscaping that was put in last year. She supervised all of that. And
okay, so not a high price to pay, five dead babies and a dead nurse. How did you meet her?
You know something, Mr. Henry?
No, how did you meet her?
I met her in Canada. Becky Marie and I met in Canada.
What were you doing there, sir?
I was protesting the illicit and fascist draft that the United States government was at that time conducting, taking students and taking young people and forcing them into the war machine that they were prosecuting in Vietnam.
In other words, you were a draft dodger.
Mr. Hendry, I was against the fascist war machine that was...
In other words, you were a draft dodger.
I was against the fascist war machine.
Okay, so we can keep going back and forth. You were against the fascist war machine. You're in Canada, so you couldn't get drafted.
I declined involvement in the fascistic war machine. That is correct.
And you had to go to Canada to get away from it.
That is correct, and I'd do it again.
And you met her there?
I did meet her there. Becky had left after smothering the babies and killing the nurse. She carjacked a station wagon that was being driven by some nuns from the Franciscan order. She shot them and kicked them out on the freeway.
Okay, so now she's carjacked a station wagon being driven by how many nuns?
Okay, so you're going to use this. You're going to use this now.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
No, I can tell. You're going to use this against Becky.
No, I just want to know, how many nuns?
There were six nuns inside the station wagon.
She caught.
You know, it's really difficult for me to know whether you're serious or whether you are playing with a woman's life, a mother and a wife. And
I am not playing with her life, sir. I just want to get the facts. She carjacked a station wagon, shot six nuns, and pushed them out on the freeway. Which freeway?
I think she was northbound on I-5.
Northbound on I-5, and six nuns go flying out onto the freeway.
Well, Mr. Hendry, I thought it was very humane.
How is it humane?
She shot them execution style.
You call that humane? She had them kneeling down?
She had them kneel down with their heads bent forward, and she placed the barrel very gently against the backs of their heads. I don't understand.
She gets to Canada, and that's where you meet her?
I met her at a shelter that I was working at after she had burned down a bed and breakfast.
Where did she burn that down?
In Manitoba.
She got to Manitoba, Canada, and burned down a bed and breakfast?
In Brandon, Manitoba, yeah. There was a family of wheat farmers in that home that were threatening to turn her into the Mounties, the RCMP. And you can understand a woman defending her life.
They died too?
I don't believe any of them got out of the house, no.
You know what your wife is? She is...
Watch it, Mr. Hendry. You're speaking to a husband.
She's a serial murderer. That's what she is.
Watch it, Mr. Hendry.
Your wife is a serial murderer. She shoots, she smothers five babies. She stabs to death a nurse. She shoots execution-style six nuns. Then she goes up to Canada and burns down a bed and breakfast and kills an entire family of wheat farmers.
There was a room with Boy Scouts in it, too.
Wheat farmers, Boy Scouts, nuns, babies, and nurses. Probably the most valuable people that we have in our society. Your wife within a,
about a four-week period.
A four-week period murders I don't know how many people.
You know, you're talking to a husband who loves his wife, Mr. Hendry, and I'm very hurt by the things you're saying.
Well, I'm telling you, very hurt.
Okay, you can go straight to the living hell.
You're not hanging up on me. We're taking one more call. This gentleman, Art's been hanging on. Art, go ahead.
Yeah, boy, this is getting more and more interesting.
Is this sick?
No, the only thing that's sick is the fact that I can't defend my wife.
Hey, let me just say one thing. You know, when does murder ever become justification for anything? So it sounds to me like, you know, you pretty much agree with what Bin Laden did in New York City. It's the same thing.
How is it the same thing?
He had a cause which is totally wrong. You don't even belong in this country. And I'll tell you something else. I wish it hadn't taken 20 years because your wife should have been put in prison the minute they knew she was back in this country. You know, you don't belong in this country.
What did she do that was so... It's been 25 years. Why can't we forget?
Why can't we forget? Because there are five... There's... I don't know how many people I lost count after 10. But there's lives out there that have been affected. They will never forget.
There were five babies, six nuns. The family of wheat farmers, I think, was five. That's how much, Phil?
16.
And then four Boy Scouts.
I don't even know where to begin. I'm shaking right here at what I'm hearing. Because
my wife killed about 20 people. Bin Laden killed 3,000. Hello.
Well, difference?
What's the difference? About 2,970.
A life is a life.
A life is
a life. And then and you defend her as if she's some angel sent to this earth. And let me tell you, she's a murderer.
She's turned around.
She's a murderer. That's the bottom line. I mean, she deserves... She deserved to be arrested and spend the rest of her life in jail. And you know what? You can go buy your cookies at the store because I hope that she never has the opportunity to make you another one for as long as she lives. And as far as your kids are concerned, your kids should be taken away from you simply because if you justify her actions, then these kids are going to grow up thinking that it's okay as long as you have a cause or as long as you believe in your cause that murder is okay. And it's not. It's never okay.
Right. And I got to ask this question, Dean.
You know, the two of you are very self-righteous.
No, hold on. I want to ask a question. Your wife smothered five babies, and then she kills Boy Scouts. How could she kill four Boy Scouts?
She thought they were Royal Canadian Mounted Police. She thought they were very short. That's all.
She what?
The Boy Scouts she killed?
Yeah.
She thought they were Canadian police officers.
And they were just short.
Yeah. And by the way, Art?
Yeah.
My wife also killed our firstborn, so that's, I guess, 21.
Oh, boo-hoo. I mean, I feel bad for that, too. I feel sorry for the baby, but you know what?
The baby, it's wrong for
the baby is better off. Where he's at and being raised by your wife and you.
You've never had oatmeal cookies like she's had, and she turned our dinner theater around.
I hope your dinner theater burns down to the ground. How about that?
Okay, then you won't get to see Charlie's Aunt, and we won't give you passes.
If I was a member of your dinner theater and I found out all this information about your wife, because obviously they couldn't have known.
What's that? Wait a minute. Hold on.
I would be kicking her out myself.
Oh, God, that's the police.
I can hear a siren. Is that the police?
Yes, it is.
You need some help, buddy. You yourself should be.
I think the cops are on the way. They found out about the Boy Scouts.
Okay, Art, I appreciate very much your call.
Well, I had to say something.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
This is it's gut turning. I'm telling you.
You think I'll have to go to jail?
I hope so.
Me
for
too.
Aiding and abetting a murderer.
I hope you go to jail.
Well, if she kills 25, she gets a gold watch.
Get out of here. I thought they were short Royal Canadian Mounted Police. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So Craig, my engineer, Craig Taylor, his girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, left yesterday for Tokyo. As soon as he asked her to marry him, she got on a plane and flew to Tokyo. No, what happened was she's a dancer, and her name's Nikki, and she got a gig. Check this gig out that she got. She was working for Disney at the parks, Disneyland, and also California Adventure. And California Adventure has fallen on some tough times. You don't know what California Adventure is. It's another park that they opened up next to Disneyland that's kind of cool. It's got a roller coaster, which Disneyland doesn't have. Disneyland has got Space Mountain, which is okay, but it's not really a big-time roller coaster. And this one they have, California Screamin', is kind of a cool big-time roller coaster with a loop. And nowadays, you cannot have a bona fide, self-respecting roller coaster unless it has at least one loop. And then it's got that cool stratosphere thing that shoots you up in the air, which I cannot go on because I got a fear of heights. And my kids, of course, ride it like 8 times in a row. You did it one time, and you did not vomit? You did it one time. Craig did it once, and he says there was only just a small loaf that formed in his pants, but nothing too significant. No kidding. You went up that thing? God, it'd kill me. And then they got that rapid ride, all that bull crap. But anyway, it's really a cool park, but it's fallen on. People are not going out to the amusement park, so they had to let go some of the dancers. So anyway, she auditioned, and she landed a gig at, guess where? Disney Tokyo, which is the Disneyland in Tokyo. What's it called? Tokyo Disneyland or Tokyo Disney. So here's what Disney does. They hire her. They sign her to a deal for 8 months. They're going to pay her a salary. They're going to pay her, on top of the salary, a per diem. That's a daily living expense. And on top of that, they're picking up her housing costs because they're putting her in Disney-owned apartments over in Tokyo. On top of that, they picked up her airfare to Tokyo, which was first class. And she just left yesterday, L.A. to Tokyo, first class on Northwest Airlines, and she landed sometime yesterday. Craig, you talked to her today for a half hour on the phone. She said it was fantastic. She doesn't want to fly anywhere other than first class again in her life. Well, no crap, Nikki. Don't we all want to just go first class? Yeah, no. You didn't like it? Oh, I only want to fly first class from here on out. Well, good luck paying for it. It's sweet. And that's the only way to fly if you're going to Asia, which, of course, I've never flown first class to Asia, so how would I know? I flew coach. But anyway, is that sweet or what? And then she landed, and she got to her apartment, and Craig was telling me that it was beautifully, just beautifully appointed, like an IKEA showroom is the way that you put that. I don't know whether that's good or bad, man. Oh, it's very modern. And then she said that Tokyo is like something right out of Blade Runner. It's got all of those whack billboards, crazy neon houses on top of each other. She goes down to a 7-Eleven. Yes, they have them in Tokyo. And they got all the flat screen monitors and nobody's, it's like what? They got a Costco in Tokyo? And nobody speaks a word of English, right? So how's she getting around, man? Does her friend speak Japanese? Or her friend speaks Japanese? You know what? By the time she comes back after 8 months, man, she's going to be... Hey, Greg. Greg.
Yes.
How often do you call us?
I just called once before.
Yeah, okay. See you later, okay? Let's keep the chronics off the air, too. I saw this name, Greg, in Tampa, and I go, oh, man. Getting back to a far more interesting thing, my conversation about Tokyo. So there she is, man. And nobody speaks no English. How about those Japanese not speaking any English? Two atomic bombs and it's had no effect. Two A-bombs, no noticeable effect. They still don't speak no English. I'm kidding. I don't speak no English either. Here's something to consider, though. My kids just got the DDR game from Tokyo. We bought an arcade game. We bought a Dance Dance Revolution 2000 solo arcade game that we bought online, El Cheapo. We got it like used. It had been in a Tokyo arcade somewhere, and we bought this thing. The dude that we bought it from apparently has some connection to Japan, and as soon as he gets an order, he calls them. They ship, boom. They brought it over here, and we just got it put in the house the other day, and there's still the names of Japanese teenagers on the scoring sheet there. It came right out of an arcade in Tokyo, and so we checked to see the high scores, and my son is like number 3, I think. He's fantastic on this thing, but the other names are like MBZ, DZGY, or whatever, on this machine. What's interesting is, and you can see the scuff marks on it where it was sitting in some arcade someplace. What's really interesting, what's always fascinated me about Japan is all of the English words that are all over the place in the advertising. Nobody speaks any English, but they just dig C in English. Like, you just have a word like hemorrhoid, and they have it on a shirt, and it, why do you have, that's English, it's just bitching. Do you know what it says? I don't know, who cares? Same thing with the Japanese shirts that we wear. We wear Japanese shirts. We wear shirts that have little Japanese symbols on them. And it could mean asshole. And we don't care. I am an asshole. Well, we don't care. We're just walking around with I am an asshole on our shirt. And they put English words together really whack because it just sounds cool. Like choked pigeon. Or phlegm egg. You know, that's the name of a band, Phlegm Egg. Why do you call it? It's cool, man. It's English. You know, Pound Ham. No, I'm just kidding. That's their culture over there. It's an amazing place. I was in Tokyo once, and I was only there for like 2 days. Where I did go that was really out there was Beijing, China. I went to Beijing, China 20 years ago this coming summer. I was there right after they opened up visas for Westerners. So my kisser was one of the first European kissers that the Chinese ever saw. The rank-and-file common guy in the street. Nixon had been there already, right? But they weren't giving out any tourist visas until around 81, 82. And so when I got there, I brought my 10-speed with me, and I was with a bunch of other people who were riding our bikes. So I'm sitting there in the courtyard of the hotel in Beijing, China, on the morning after our plane landed, and I'm putting my bike together, and I see Chinese riding by on their bikes, staring so long that one of them ran into a lamppost, looking at all these Americans sitting there cranking their bikes together. And we finally get the bikes done, but the interesting part of this trip, we really wanted to get off on the right foot with the Chinese. So we get there in this hotel, and it's post-revolution China. How good do you think it is? There's no Sheratons. There's no Four Seasons. It's a hotel that's very bare bones. You can sort of smell the sewer in the toilets. Whatever, okay? The beers were big, so that's cool. But downstairs comes a contingent of, guess who? British tourists. And they stand in the courtyard, and they proceed to rip this Chinese guy an ass. Because this old limey bag didn't have the right kind of hangers in her room, and she didn't like the accommodations, and she paid several thousand pounds, and this, that, and something else, right? And this poor Chinese guy standing there listening to this old bitch, you know, wailing away on him about her smelly room and the stinking accommodations. And, of course, he could have said something like, you know, if you put your arms down, lady, maybe the stink would go away. But anyway, so we walked up to the guy. We said, you know what? We're only here 24 hours. We hope you don't think that all Westerners are like that. And he goes, nah, that's okay. I've dealt with it before. Seriously, we're really digging it here. And we'd also like to make the distinction. We're American. That was British. Oh, thank you. Yeah, okay. So don't even lump us in. Oh, and we're American and Canadian because we had like two or three Canadians with us. So we're Americans and we're Canadians. That there, that old bag, British. Oh, British. Asshole. Oh, I got you. Okay. And from then on out, we had a great time. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.